Hey, opening up this weekend, two movies, Life of the Party, which is the new Melissa McCarthy movie, a comedy. She's getting divorced and she's going back to college to go to college with her daughter. Is this funny? There are moments that it is, but overall it is really not. I saw it at a special screening the other night. I'll tell you, it's just too much. It's just too much yapping. It's just too much. Breaking In also is opening up this weekend, which is Gabrielle Union's new movie. Her children are trapped inside this house with some really bad people, and she's got to break in and get them. This looks pretty intense. And you know what? She's made some pretty good movies over the past few years. Overboard, number two at the box office last week. Saw it. Is it funny? At times. It's been remixed. It's been redone from the original from 1987. Not terrific. But let's face it, no matter what's going out this weekend, whether it's Breaking In or Overboard or Life of the Party, everything's going to get wiped out again by the Avengers. $112 million in its second week out last week. Incredible. What a movie. What a money maker. Hey, if you're running this weekend, 50 Shades Freed is out. Next week, Black Panther is out. That will do extremely well. If you remember the Sherlock Holmes franchise with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, there's going to be another one. It's going to be out Christmas 2020. And Mike Myers, yeah, baby, he's going to make another Austin Powers movie, but this time it's going to be from the perspective of Dr. Evil and $1 million. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.